This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Bryce.
We begin with a discussion. First, let me say that headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So we begin with a discussion about Diddy, but not going too much into the trial. We're going to talk about what Justin Bieber's representative kind of alluded to. The rep shot down what everyone has been speculating, but says Justin is not a victim of Diddy's. In a quote that was issued, although Justin is not among Sean Combs' victims, there are individuals who were genuinely harmed by him, shifting focus away from this reality detracts from the justice these victims rightly deserve.
I was really surprised by that because I thought he was like the centerpiece of this whole thing.
Yeah.
But it really looked like it. He at least knew some stuff, right? Something's going on with a kid where he's losing. I say kid, he's like in his 30s now. But
is he really?
Yeah. God. He hasn't been the same over the past couple of years. Like, he's going through some, like, real stuff, mental stuff. You got to correlate the two, right? Like, maybe something's weighing on him from that. I thought so, at least.
Or, you know, how young, like, you know, think about, like, the human body is, you know, we're still growing, you know, up until 17, 18, 19, some people. And yeah, your brain is still forming, but yet if you start drugs early and it slows down that process, like, I think it really, I'm speaking medically here, but F up your brain.
Yeah.
I said that like I'm from Ireland.
Do you know what's really catching steam? Is they're talking about, you know, there was somebody that groomed Diddy in this behavior. I'm not going to say the name. They threw names out there, but they make the same accusations of Michael Jackson. And somebody very famous groomed him into this type of behavior. Not on a different scale, but they're still
saying. I've heard the Michael Jackson thing before. I didn't never hear about Diddy.
I'll write it down. The name was a little surprising, but.
Well, let me ask. Well, yeah. Okay. I have a guess, but I don't want to guess because that's not fair to do. Shouldn't guess about molesters, Paige. I was always told that in Sunday school. Never guess.
Such a huge list she's working with, too.
I can see through it.
Oh, okay, hang on. Let me put this behind it. Stupid-ass paper. Make some good paper. Paper people.
Wow. Wow.
And if you think of that, that person's very powerful in that business. Yeah. A lot of money.
Yeah.
Wow. So sources say that Justin never had a relationship with Diddy. Rather, he was friends with Diddy's sons, Quincy and Justin Combs.
Well, that's not...
Q-son.
I mean, that guy's full of it because we've seen Diddy take Bieber on TV with just those two.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, you know, Scooter Braun managed Bieber, and they were all connected forever. Usher, Scooter Braun, Diddy, all ran in the same circles.
You know what? That's not who I expected you to say. The person I expected you to say...
Surprised me, too.
Well, is very powerful as well, and his wife left him several years ago, and she started dropping little breadcrumbs like it might have something to do with that, and nothing ever came of it, but...
This guy's in his 90s, too, so I don't know if anything's going to come from it, but there's another name of somebody else that just passed away within the last year or two that was surfacing, too. Very famous in the business. No, I didn't hear that one.
That's the one that I heard. Yeah. The other one.
What? This guy has a first name of a restaurant we used to like to go to. As
Denny's?
A
kid.
Big Q.
All right. Well, couple divorced in 2023. Sofia Vergara slipped from her husband, Joe Manganiello.
The host of Deal or No Deal Island.
So she is now saying, I mean, she's dating a doctor now, but she believes that she doesn't want a guy who is poorer than she is.
Okay, well, that's 90% of who she would date.
Yeah.
What, poorer than her?
Yeah. Well, she has $180 million of net worth. Her ex-husband had $40 million.
It's amazing how much money you can make by being hot and it sounding like you're a deaf woman.
Yeah.
I think Penelope
Cruz
funny.
Did it for over
she's
20
funny
years.
And pretty,
Rosie Perez, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's got a little bit of deaf sounding.
Think of Mick.
So she's not interested in brokies.
Wow, they call them that now.
She wants brokies. A guy who makes as much money as she does. I mean, if money's everything, I can see that.
She don't want kids either. That's why she broke up from the last guy.
You are like...
I'm telling you, man.
You know it, man.
If you half-ass pay attention between 7 and 7:30... PM Eastern time here.
Entertainment Tonight.
You catch it all.
Watching some ET. Who's on there now? Who hosts? Mary Hart still on there?
No, man. The guy, John Tesh isn't even on there anymore. It's
Bob Gowen?
No, it's Kevin Frazier, which is odd to me because he used to do sports. That's what happens to these. That's what Pat O'Brien did.
He has like the whitest teeth I've ever seen on a person. Kevin Frazier.
Yeah, he does. And I mean, he's good at it. But
is that Walt's son?
I don't think it is.
I thought he had an athlete dad. I'll look that
Check
up.
Check that. Yeah, I don't think they're related.
And other than the money, I agree with her on this quote.
Maybe
she says,
Brendan Fraser.
I want somebody. Sophia says this. I want somebody fun. I need fun in my life.
Say it like she would say it, though.
I need some fun in my wife.
And she says,
I need the money for fun.
She's been single for a year and a half.
You sound like Bad Bunny.
I know. I can't say it. Bad Bunny over the weekend.
He is good. Yeah, I mean, not so much his music, but like he was funny on SNL. Yeah,
I can understand his music, but that bit where they're talking Spanish to each other about their crazy girlfriends.
Oh yeah, that was fun. Good. That other kid's good too.
Marcello, he's hilarious. They got a good group of people.
He's funny.
Somebody's gonna break him up.
So Sophia kind of panicked when she got divorced, and she says she's like, "I'm 52. What's gonna happen?" And if you think of the people that you're dating after the age of 50, it's a smaller gene pool. Of available men.
I got a feeling she's out there throwing it around. She's got to be, right? Like, with the rich and powerful, but maybe with Heidi Klum, too. They're a little close to each other when they're on these, the America's Got Talent. Like, the way they're, like, literally, like, rubbing all up on each other. I'm like, y'all hooked up. Y'all definitely hooked up.
Well, like, all the...
And Seal got to watch it.
All the men in the 40s and 50s Hollywood were. Like, what were the women doing?
The men were hooked up?
Yeah.
Rock Hudson was stabbing it.
I mean, like, a bunch of them. And even the ones that never, like, fully came out and continued to be married, like, they were... The one that got me the biggest was... that was before that stuff was around. Mm. Was the Richard Pryor one. That one really just, like, wow, man, that's wild.
Dude, when I started hearing that stuff about a famous Oscar winner that does a lot of movies I don't like, because I don't think he's that good of an actor, but a better rapper, maybe, those are going around, like, allegations with him, like, hey...
What kind of allegation? Gay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they were leveraging that for people to get, like, jobs and whatnot. Like, you got to go be gay with them for a little bit. You can get whatever you want.
The one that
Is this guy childish?
No.
The one that I think of who...
You better keep his name out of your effing mouth, though.
I thought was monogamous with his wife for many years until he wasn't, and you'd hear some kind of salacious stuff with John Travolta.
Oh, for sure.
God, yeah, you heard a lot of stuff, but then the church kind of covered that up a little bit. That's a very powerful church he's in.
But they remember the video that was like him kissing his boyfriend on the lips
at the airplane, the tarmac. Yes, I'll never forget.
It's my background.
The thing about him and the massage therapist.
I need a little massage. A little hurt up in the shoulders. And the masseuse is like, man, I'm massaging Barbarino. This is kind of cool.
That's kind of cool. Turn around.
I might have to tongue kiss his tongue.
Man, I just got Mr. Carter in here. I'm getting out of the other sweat hogs.
Where's Epstein, man? Nah, the Epstein.
Not the island guy.
Not the one that.
Not the one that didn't kill himself. Not the one from the Red Sox. The other one.
Where's old Horseshack at?
See, that's
where's Bendigo?
Now, if somebody said, and there's a double standard for women than men, like it, if I said to you, fat boy, we're married, and I revealed that I felt like it was, but I wanted to be bisexual, you'd be okay with that.
He would.
First off, I'd say, when did you have the stroke? Second, if you want to be bisexual, then.
I didn't mean to have a stroke. I meant to word it appropriately and not say anything. Not say anything bad.
Yeah, but like I'm not a good watcher because I would be asking you to do stuff that's just real odd.
But if you told me that you and we were married, you became bisexual.
Hang on now.
I'd be afraid that what I'd.
It is. I mean, it's a different thing.
It's like, not that it's a double standard for me. It's just I'd be.
For me, it is.
I know what she's gonna say.
Like a gangbang porn, but a reverse gangbang porn. Yeah.
Yeah, like I'd come.
But the other way, it's disgusting. But the reverse. Awesome.
We're married, and not only are you talking to girls all over the place social media, but I might be afraid I come home and you're in bed with Matt Man.
I ain't gay.
Why she using us against it? Plus, she's doing that thing to where, you know, like, well, it would hurt more because, you know, a guy's got something I can't offer you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would hurt more to her if I were gay with you instead of being with a hot chick.
It would.
Even though you came on to me first and kind of trapped me into it.
I wouldn't break your marriage up.
He's been trying hard.
He's
like he would.
He's been trying to ruin it, I would have to accept that. But I don't understand why there's such a double standard where you'd be like, hey, that is so cool. Can you do it again and do it in front of me?
Yeah, you know how that goes.
And I would never ask to see that between the two of you because that would
be nobody, no woman's going to ask for two dudes to see it. Like, this is...
Oh, yeah, you know, there are somebody's out there. There ain't no kink somebody ain't got. I mean, that's something like.
It's never a good situation. Like, it's just, there's nothing. Look, women like the sensual stuff.
Yeah,
there's nothing sensual about that.
With two dudes, it's not sensual.
Sounds like they're lifting weights.
It's going to be sweaty, and it's not going to be good. And somebody's going to not walk for a while. A
lot of grunting.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you got to go to Adam and Eve and get that table that's got the hole cut out, the stool.
It's a grunting chair.
I could never unsee that, though, if I came home.
Well, you're the one who mentioned it.
You want walking through the door with one finger over your eyes like, I don't know what's going on in here.
She's probably facilitating herself thinking about me and you banging.
She is.
Weirdo.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Morning show.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial
6 4 2 4 1 4 3 1 8 8 2 4 1 4 3 1 8 8 2 4 1 4 3 1 8 8 2 4 1 4 3 1 8 8
Thank you.
How about pumping gas? A lot of people don't know how to pump gas.
Oh no.
They don't do it right.
Were they put it in the wrong hole?
Wow.
I mean, how hard is it?
Well, she is. I'm telling you, she's a little frisky today.
I took that as sexual as well.
I wasn't being sexual. I'm just saying.
Somebody must
gas
have
a tank.
Cougar trip.
How many holes do you have?
Well, don't you insert the pump thing in the hole?
The pump thing.
Okay. But what's the wrong hole?
Well, I'm just saying, how do you mess up pumping gas?
I know. So what's the wrong hole? Paige has tried to put gas in her exhaust pipe before, I can tell.
She
has put it in the exhaust pipe.
Did she ever say the pump thing?
No, I never have.
The pump thing. The N word we were looking for is nozzle.
Oh, nozzle.
Thank you for that.
Quick addition of guess the N word is nozzle.
Can't play that anymore.
Did you
guess the F word? We can't play
nozzle?
That one either.
Guess and, the C word we can still do.
In the wrong place. That's all I'm saying.
Well, she's got a message for you people. Learn how
that's
to do it.
That's my belly button.
You know, what the f***ing hell? Can people not pump gas anymore? Why does it take them 20 minutes to get a tank of gas? Get your s***, get it done, and get the f*** out of the way. The world was not revolving around your ass.
That was Larry the Cable Guy.
She's
it
saying
was. It was Tone Mater.
The people that park and then go in the store and take forever and then come out and you got to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've known those people.
You know, some people will, no matter what side the gas cap's on, they'll pull to the opposite side, and then they'll stretch the hose over the car.
No, they did.
As someone who changed vehicles about 4 times in 5 years, when I learned the hack about your dash, reminding
you. Oh, yeah, the little arrow that shows you which side it's on. It's so easy.
What was the car back in the day where the gas went in the back? You had to peel down the license plate.
You had to pull the license plate
forward.
Oh,
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You could hide drugs and stuff back there, too.
Yeah. That's when you could buy inspection stickers, back when you had to have your car inspected. It's weird. We care about the road so much, but you don't have to get your car inspected no more.
Is that safe to have it that close? Well, I guess it is that close anyways. Never mind.
What, to the back?
The gas tank to have a
You know, you think if you get rear-ended, is it going to explode?
Probably. Well, let's stick with the theme of cars, I guess you could say.
Enough car talk.
I'm sorry.
No.
If you drive a Tacoma, which I believe is a Toyota truck.
You are correct, sir.
And you have a gay pride sticker on it.
You do.
This gentleman's talking about you.
Uh-oh.
And you should probably learn how to drive.
864-241-4318.
Yeah, this is to the Tacoma driver with the gay pride sticker on the back. He f***ing ass brake checking me while I'm trying to get my son to school. I go around you, and then you try to run me and him off the f***ing road. F*** you, motherfucker. You're lucky my son was with me. I would have got out and beat your f***ing ass, you f***ing kid.
Wow. Yeah, people are big on that, man. I see it a lot, brake checking. I'm like...
You're just trying to start an
trying
issue.
Trying to annoy somebody?
It's like they're letting you know who's in charge, but that or they want a new car or want to not have to work for a little while. Like, what would you do? Hi, I'm John Quinones. If you were brake tapping and somebody creams you in the back, what would you do?
I'd be a little upset.
You'd explode if you're driving an old car.
If people like to do it if you follow too close.
Oh, they'll just do it. I'm like, you're nuts. Back off. I do not, especially on 85. People do it on 85. I'm like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You're either, I'm not making light of it, but you're either suicidal or you hate life so much that you're one of them daredevil types. Like, I don't care. Dill gaff, because I don't.
But guess what? I ain't going to lift up.
No. I could use a new front end, so I'll hit you.
I'll pit you. I'll nose you out of the way.
I don't have car insurance, so how about that? You know? No, I do. I really do.
I hope you do.
I'll give you the old slide job Jones. As soon as we hit the turn.
All right.
I'll slingshot in front of you.
What are we going to hear now?
Well, we got neighbor issues. And this guy probably needs to live by himself.
Oh.
Like, not just by himself in the house, but like no neighbors.
I can relate to neighbor issues, so I want to hear this.
Well,
yours was trying to fillet you that night.
You really
you're
was.
Like, oh, I hate my neighbors. Hey, you want me to do this for you for free?
Now I don't have neighbors offering me that.
Yeah, no one's ever offered me that. No. I mean, not like a stranger. Well, yeah.
Not even the lesbians that live near me.
Not a neighbor, where it's convenient.
That was this lady's son that grew up and came back and told me that, which was very weird.
How old, though?
20-something.
Well, he and his son still. I mean, he's a son, but not a baby son.
He's been thinking about it for a long time, though.
Yeah.
It was weird.
This guy does not need neighbors. 864-241-4318.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she probably could have done that one better.
F***ing neighbor. If you have a bag pissant neighbor like I do, suckers always got to have a f***ing one-up on everybody in the hood. You know, get the f*** out of the neighborhood. That'd be the best one-up he could do. Get the f*** out of there, man. You're a piece of s***. Nobody likes him. He always got a hot rod. He's tearing up the f***ing road. Cops are being called all the time because his music's too loud. F***ing reach. It looks like Shrek. F***ing pain in my balls. And I just wish to, you know, the f***er would disappear. Just go away, man. Move, motherfucker. Simple. Bullshit neighbors. You'd be lucky in your whole lifetime you get a good one.
That is true.
That.
I've had worse than I've had good, to be honest. Yeah, not worse, but just problematic ones that were like too neighborly. Like too neighborly.
Yeah, they knock on your door.
They talk to you from the porch all the time. You'd be like looking out your peripheral to see if they're on the front porch so you can run out and get your mail and run back in the house so you don't have to talk to them.
Man, my old neighbor Vince, probably the best one I ever had. Shout out Vince.
Bingo Bill.
Vince.
He'd walk around without his shirt and drink a lot of beer.
Yeah.
And I would do the same.
Yeah.
Gas crazy.
It's true. Also, Mickey Mouse is known as like Mouse Pig over there. With their P-I-G-G. Sure, strange.
Well, don't ask
why I was reading stuff in German. All right.
Don't ever get a Disney World with that attitude.
I'm going to work third shift making cars, guys.
Here's a, remember he called yesterday, P1 dog turd ass bitch?
Oh, yes.
Has a hard time cussing.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't wait to hear it.
Well, he said he was going to call back. Well, he didn't call back. But we had somebody call to leave a message for him. And that's this dude right here.
864-241-4318, the FOF line.
Good morning, Rise Guys. This message is for P1, dog turd ass bitch. And I would just simply like to say, shut the f*** up. Ooh. Life ain't fair. Life will never be fair. You ain't got no reason to be bitching about somebody slacking off. Because guess what? The world is full of f***ing slackers, and we just gotta f***ing deal with it. Take the titty out your mouth and be a f***ing man. Handle your s*** and be a f***ing man. That's all I got to say. What you going to do when this trucking company starts giving you load after load after load? Are you going to cry like a little bitch then? Jesus. People, man. F***ing people.
I'll tell you, that's a guy right now.
He didn't say kitty.
If I had some kind of AI generator in my brain says, what's that guy look like? I could not tell you.
No.
Could not tell you what that guy looks like. I'm usually pretty good at that.
I think he's medium build.
I wasn't thinking of that at all.
Could have been a 15-year-old kid for all we
know. That's what I'm saying, man. Like,
he didn't seem like...
And then the one earlier, I'm going to go ahead and tell this story. The one friend that I have still has one in high school, a son. I saw that kid the other day. You could have told me he was 25, 26 years old.
And he fail a lot?
He's a senior. No. Oh. He's just tall.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I mean, grow them taller now. You notice that with young men?
Yes. Like,
it's the hormones, man.
I'm serious.
Even like, the sperm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Children.
Rise, guys, break it down.
Hi, from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on the 19th of May. Happy birthday.
Or suck it. Did you say famous?
Famous?
I thought you said famous.
Like, instead of what word?
Famous.
Live from the callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people. Famous.
Okay.
Yeah, it was famous anus, not famous anus.
Famous, you know, the cookies, instead of famous?
Little chocolate chip cookies.
Let's go to a famous anus.
Famous anus.
Let's go to a gentleman who you went to see one of his shows. You might have passed out before you got in.
Oh, Lord.
That ain't funny.
It was a diabetic fit, right?
It was hot, and I had not I was not hydrated properly. It was not the excitement of going in and seeing
that happens.
The concert. My knees buckled. I fell.
Yeah, look.
I was a chaperone on. My kid was like 13 then. God.
People are concerned about this guy because they're saying he put on some weight.
I'm surprised for his soul because he's a Satanist.
This song especially dresses up like a gay devil. For the song called...
Trust me, regular devil's gay.
Regular devil.
God, does that rifle up some gay people that I said the real devil's gay? Well, I think he would be.
That's interesting.
He would be gay. He'd be like he would be bi. The devil is bi.
That's how he would tempt you. He would have to be.
Yep.
Plus, you would think that because he's in good shape anyway.
And he's a good singer.
Yeah, ugly, though. Ugly
I'm not guessing him. His birthday.
Okay. Suck it, he says.
I'm not saying that to him. Get your life right.
Okay, suck it.
Oh, wow. You don't like him? I love Sam Smith.
Really? You like this right here?
I like his other one.
Your music was all right, but you like had to take it that way. Like, oh, let's pretend I'm satanic and go that route. Let's go the what's the name? Not Lil Uzi Vert, the other one.
The other one. Boogie with a Hoodie.
No, the one who
Youngboy NBA.
Wrote 666 all over all his.
Tentacion?
No. Oh, no, who cares? They had the Nikes.
I like his other ones better, like Dancing with a Stranger and whatnot.
Kind of weird. It's annoying.
We talked about her a couple times today already. And I couldn't find...
That girl from down the hall?
No. And I don't have Wait in the Truck.
Lainey Wilson.
It is Lainey's birthday. So I don't have Wait in the Truck. I got Heart Like a Truck.
Oh.
It's one of her big hits. 12 in a row here on the planet. She used to have a big ass. Now she don't.
Lil Nas X is who I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't even think that
he's got
really
Bell's
is.
Palsy now, right?
Oh, bless him.
He's got something wrong with him. Not saying there's something wrong with you if you got a palsy. I'm saying you look different.
I don't know.
This is pretty.
She's got a very, very nice. She's real country. Like, there ain't no damn question. She's real country.
Yeah.
And I will say with that, she is. She's been at it a while, though. This might be. I'm just throwing it out there. I think she's like 32.
Oh, 35.
Lainey Wilson is 33 years old.
Today. Ah,
we were close.
Heart like a truck and a butt like a refrigerator.
Oh, Lord.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, formally. John R. Cash?
No, this is Waylon Jennings.
Jesus, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
Shooter's birthday.
Yeah, it is Shooter's. I don't have any Shooter, but I got Waylon. I don't have any struggle. So no, I got to play Waylon. Shooter Jennings' birthday. Of course, his wife... I assume they're still married, is Drea De Mateo.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Adriana from, who she said she made a lot of money off OnlyFans.
She did, because she was about to lose her house.
And she didn't have to get naked or nothing.
Shooter Jennings has a great song called Bound to Get Down. That's my favorite song by him. I just looked it up. That's a great song. Bound to Get Down.
I wonder who he had, like, you know.
Who he had to get that song?
Or like, who did he dedicate it to?
Oh, I don't know. Big Pussy from Sopranos. Paige, what would you say on
You almost said
Shooter?
Sisters.
I almost did. You're right. Shooter Jennings. I'm going to go 51. I say that for Jeremy Clements.
55.
Who's also 51.
Yep. Shooter Jennings is 46 years old today.
Oh, Lord.
Not even in the 50s yet.
You know who his best friend is, allegedly? I mean, like, or you know... I don't know. It's what they both say they're best friends.
No.
Marilyn Manson.
Really? I can see
that. No, I can see that for real.
Strange.
Because
yeah.
He hung out with Norman Reedus a lot, Marilyn
Manson.
Yeah.
God.
Norman
he's just,
Reedus
he's
is
just
a cool
in Charlotte thing. Or Atlanta this past weekend. Buddy of mine went.
I like Norman.
It looked scary.
This gentleman drafted straight out of high school from Farragut Academy.
Ah, Kobe.
Nope.
Oh, God, what am I doing? That's Laura Marion. I know.
You got a haircut,
Kevin
and you got stupid.
Kevin Garnett. Straight out of Maldon.
Yep.
After we had that fight.
Is he still playing basketball?
Oh, no, he's retired. He won a championship, though. He won his ring.
He's a Hoffer.
And then Kobe got him the next year.
Is he a Hall of Famer yet?
I think he might be.
I think he is, too. KG.
Malden's own Kevin Garnett.
My mom used to work with his aunt. That's how I got to sign basketball.
Though he'll say Greenville if you ask him where he's from. I've heard him
not
say
Malden.
It.
People do that all the time. Who's the guy that played for Clemson?
Greg Buckner. Chris Whitten. Trevor.
I know. Dumb question. I know. Anyway, he's from Inman, but he claims Spartanburg. I'm like, Debo ain't too good enough to not claim Inman.
You got to claim the next biggest
claim
one,
it.
Right?
No. Then you can't be the most famous person of that town. Then you got to deal with like Zion numbers and stuff.
Oh, that's true. I'll never top Stanley
Pearsons,
Morgan.
All of them. KG, I'm going to say, it's got to be a big one. I'm certain of it.
It is not.
Has it already been?
It is not.
49 then.
48.
He is 49 years old today. You know, it's odd he shares a birthday with another basketballer that people notoriously hate still to this day. People that played against him in his decade.
Oh.
He was a bad boy Piston.
Oh, Isaiah Thompson. Nope. Thomas.
Nope.
Bill Laimbeer.
It is Bill Laimbeer's birthday. Nobody likes Bill to this
Why?
Day.
What does he do?
He was dirty.
He was dirty. Just elbows.
I mean, he really was.
Sucker punch.
He wasn't as bad as Kermit Washington, but.
That was Bill's job, is like being the goon, the enforcer.
Wasn't it Kermit Washington?
Who made Rudy T taste his own spinal fluid.
Oh, tasted God. His own spinal fluid, man.
That's yeah. Why would you do such a thing?
Because you're just playing hard to paint, baby.
He's an ass heel.
Yeah, big old ass H.
Yeah, big dumb bastard.
Who are we guessing, Kermit Washington?
Big basketball bastard.
Kermit
Bill Laimbeer.
Bill Laimbeer.
66.
67.
Bill is 68 years old today. Before we get to Happy Heavenlies, we got one. We got a big one here. The father of the Manning Academy.
It's big.
The father of
big.
Arch? Archie.
It is Archie's birthday.
Archie.
I should have said the leader of the Manning dynasty.
That's good, yeah.
You do it so well for that one.
Because, you know.
It's big.
Arch is about to. He's going to be Texas' starting quarterback this season.
Yep.
His Neil Dill's Red Bull are ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, they ain't no investing in that kid. Like, he's already got $1,000 rookie cards. Yeah. I mean, $1,000 out the gate. They ain't no investing in that.
He didn't have a lot of Neil Dills, but they're big, the ones he has. Panini, Red Bull.
Let's see. Let me do my old trick. Rookie year.
Others.
It's 25. I had that. 81.
83.
76 years old for Archie Manning. Famous Saint. Happy Heavenly Birthdays if you want to celebrate. Dusty Hill, ZZ Top, left us in 2021. Mm. Would have been 76 years old. This guy was, might have rubbed some people the wrong way, but it was a big birthday. Malcolm X would have been 100 years old today. Nicole Brown Simpson, should have been 66. Joey Ramone, 74 years old. When this guy asked everybody famously if they would like another peanut.
Orville Red, no, Mr. Peanut.
He farted on Jake the Snake's Roberts. Jake the Snake's Roberts. God dang it. Aurelian Smith's shoulder for 30 seconds in a match one time. Mr. Ruzumoff himself.
That's gross.
Oh, Andre.
Andre would have been 79 years old today. Jake's the Snake's Roberts.
Jake's the Snake's.
Matt Sands Phil.
I got to say that in the beginning, not the end. Jake's the Snake.
I saw a bad example of that in a fussing that we got sent in where it said, My girlfriend's slut mother. Or no, my slut girlfriend's mother. And the mother was a slut, not the girlfriend, but he was slutting the girlfriend.
Oh,
talking
Lord.
About slut girlfriend's
slut
mom.
Slut girlfriend's mother.
Ah, it's crazy. Paige.
Girlfriend's sir. Mom slut.
Kermit mom slut. Washington.
Kermit.
Kermit. Kermit.
They probably called him Kermit the Hog, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
So.
Wow.
Not like that.
Somebody's horned up to the nth degree.
Well, it's been damn near a decade.
Yeah. I think if it gets 10 years, I'm just going to fly to Vegas. And what happens?
You don't have to.
Yeah, just bend over somewhere.
I don't know. They have lady brothels.
They do. They got those stud farms, right?
Stud farms?
They got the Cowboys for Angels. That's what she's going to be like. That's what Buff used to do.
Meeny, miny, ho.
Oh, that's right.
Buff used to be a whore.
Really?
Yeah, Judy's son.
I'm going to talk to Gilstrap and see if he'll open up a stud farm of Measley. Wow. He try to give away our guys. Don't be dismayed. Come get laid.
The whole new meaning to the term oil change, right?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Let's just do it. You
got some leaking
talk.
Fluid here, man. Folks, Truth and Consequences tomorrow is going to be just something else, fat boy.
He can't tell his wife. I mean, he can, but he can't do it without us.
He
spent a lot of money.
You know, when you are a couple, a married couple, you make decisions together. And he says, no, I want this, and this is what's going to happen.
This is what's going on, by God.
Oh, no.
It's going down.
Is this a bad idea?
I think it's a great idea, personally.
What, his idea or doing this on the radio?
Both.
I absolutely agree, too, fat boy. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, so we don't talk him out of it. That'll go down tomorrow. Summertime is right upon us. You know, kids get out of school this week, so
yay!
You got to prepare for that stuff.
Yeah.
That'll be tomorrow. Get today's podcast. You can text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Whoa,
you graduating, acoustic. Little bastards?
We got to do our graduation list on Monday or Friday. Don't forget.
Do.
Yeah.
If
you want
wait.
Us to say hello or whatever to your graduation
person.
Send those to us to riseguysatdailywell.com. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.